Monday morning, you sure look fine. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It is Monday morning, and it is, believe it or not, December 1st, 2025. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And this morning, I am pleased to be starting the month and the week with Kim Klein, who is the managing partner with Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas. Hey, girl.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Woo. Here we go. It's sort of like regrouping after Thanksgiving week now.
You.
And I just got up this morning and thought, okay, here we go. It's December.
I know. A serious turkey hangover going on right now.
Seriously. I thought I could say,
Did you travel or did you stay in town?
No, I stayed in town. And it was really nice because I've lived here long enough that I don't have family here necessarily, but I have I would call my extended family.
Yeah.
And got to attend several different Friendsgivings. Those have gotten
awesome.
Really popular
They've
now, it seems
very
like.
Popular. So many people, you know, are not necessarily living in the place where they grew up or
right.
where their families are. And I love that idea, that sense of, you know, let's come together as a community and kind of do the same thing that the original.
Well, for me, it's always fun to see, okay, bring your favorite thing.
Yes.
And it's fascinating to see what people bring.
Yeah.
Because their thing, I'm thinking, wow, really? That's your favorite? Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, so some interesting family traditions.
Yeah,
and
some old
like,
Jell-O molds in
that's
there.
That's the Jell-O. I know.
Fruitcake.
I have a friend that does a cottage cheese Jell-O thing.
Oh,
and
wow.
It looks great, but I'm not sure. And she brings it every year, and it's bright. She makes with red cherry Jell-O, so it's bright red.
Oh, wow.
Brighter red than cranberry sauce.
Okay.
So anyway, we digress. We're here this morning to talk about Tranquil Villas, and I would imagine, first of all, tell everybody what it is, because I'm sitting here thinking it is a community, and I bet they do a lot for the Thanksgiving and for the holidays.
So we are a 55 and older senior community over on the west side of Pensacola. And we have been in business since 2008. We serve the needs of seniors who still live independently, who don't necessarily need all the services associated with assisted living or mm-hmm. skilled nursing homes. So we don't offer things like, we don't offer food services or health services. But what we do offer is, like you said, this fantastic sense of community. There's about 103 seniors who live at the villas. It's on two different complexes, which are connected. And we have two separate community centers. But mostly we do all our stuff together in the larger community center. So, yes, we have dinners. We have this wonderful thing. It's a social committee. It's a tenant-run board. And they plan all the social events that we're mm-hmm. going to have at the villas, which makes it super great because it's programming that's designed by the people who live there.
Right.
And stuff that they feel like is interesting and important to them.
Yeah, I love that. Because a lot of times, not this is a bad thing, but in facilities, some youngsters planning the event for the seniors and they may not get it quite right.
Yeah.
So now seniors plan their own events and they kind of collaborate.
They do.
It's kind of like being a social chairman at a fraternity.
Absolutely. You know, and it's those types of things where the folks get to have some buy-in into the place that they live that makes it feel more like a neighborhood mm-hmm. and less like an apartment complex. But we are all like one-story garden apartments. There are no stairs at the villas. We're all connected by sidewalks. And everybody has a porch. Everybody mm-hmm. has a front porch. Most of them are screened in.
Nice.
So, you know, you can sit outside and you see people walk to the mail center, which is in the center of the complexes, and you say hi to your neighbors. And like I said, we do this great thing on Thursday mornings at 10 o'clock. Every Thursday we do our little community coffee hour
mm-hmm.
and everybody comes. And then we invite folks from within the Pensacola community to come out and speak. So kind of like a little guest speaker who'll come and talk about some stuff that's happening locally that we feel like is of interest to our seniors. So we try to keep everybody connected. And we're affordable. You know, that's the thing is that we recognize that seniors today You know, it's not the same landscape that it was 20 years ago, and particularly in Pensacola, which used to be a really, you know, inexpensive place to live in the big Florida landscape, now has become, you know, quite expensive, especially if you're living on a fixed income. So we offer rent starting at $950,
really
going
reasonable.
Up to $1,300. We are not subsidized in any way. We are completely private, but we serve this little niche that I feel like is something that Pensacola desperately needs. Something between like subsidized and the $3,000 a month, you know, all-inclusive packages.
Right. So, well, we're talking with Kim Klein with Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas. If you've got a question or a comment, text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. The other thing I like about it, too, that you've talked about is that it's safe. It is a gated community.
It is. We're a gated community. You have to have a passcode to get in from the Flaxman Street entrance. We are on site. My maintenance manager lives on the property, so...
And that makes a difference, too.
It makes a huge difference.
Things never happen between 9 and 5.
No. And if you have an emergency maintenance issue, like every single resident has my personal cell phone number. And, you know, that's good and bad.
I was going to say, how restful was your Thanksgiving?
I have most of them trained that after-hours texts and calls are only for emergencies. But every once in a while, you get the, hey, I just had a thought. I just wanted to text you before I forgot.
Right.
So, so if your AC goes out in July on a Saturday, all you do is call and we go over and put a window unit in until the air conditioning company can get there and
get
your
service
running. So that, you know, we recognize that that our folks need to stay comfortable.
Well, you have a mission that means to take care of the people that live there. It's not just taking the rent and the check every month.
Yeah.
You see them a much more vested interest in their welfare and their well-being.
Absolutely. We have lived, I live in the community. I have been here in Pensacola area since 2004. It's important to me that that I'm proud of what we do there. It's important to me that that the people that I serve feel like they're getting a quality product for a good price and that they have this sense of community. Because as we get older, especially, you know, making a life change for a lot of people, selling a house and moving into
downsizing.
A new community, downsizing, which, listen, it's if you haven't considered it yet, I think that most people really should start considering it. Houses have a way of getting away from us, you know. I had this conversation with my mom before she moved to the villas, too, of you know, that you get to a point where, you know, it's great. You have all the nostalgia with your house. You maybe raised your kids there or whatever. But then it's like it's just a lot of space that you have to maintain. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're a lot of folks, you know, maybe are widowed or divorced after kids have moved away. It's a lot of expense and it's a lot of headache. And so we feel this responsibility to keep it going. But really, there's another alternative. And that is check out Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas. You know, if something breaks there, we fix it. You know, you have the square footage ranges anywhere from our smallest model, which is just under 500 square feet. That's the little one bedrooms, and all the way up to our largest model, which is almost 1,000 square feet, the two bedroom, two bath. But even that, I mean, it's a manageable space. It's set up super well. Washer and dryer hookups in everyone's apartment. You have a little front porch, so you can have little plants and.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have this connectivity to a community that if you are living in a neighborhood now, you may not feel anymore. Maybe a lot of your neighbors have moved out and you got people in there that are much younger and you got a lot of young people drama.
Speaking of young people, I think there's a little bonus here.
Yes. Everyone on the lease has to be 55 or older. So if you're worried about your kids wanting to move back home, it's not an option.
You've got a built-in reason.
Yeah, you got a built-in reason. We love, you know, of course you can have family and friends visit and we love that, but it is a community that is designed for seniors and for a lot of us, you know, that peace, that tranquility, that like I said, absence of young people drama is what folks are looking for. And so that's part of our brand.
Well,
you know?
The name Tranquil.
Tranquil. That's right. Tranquil.
There's a reason for that name.
Yeah.
Also, you do allow pets, which is important.
Absolutely. One pet, 25 pounds or under, dog or cat preferred. And there's all kinds of studies that show that having a pet actually leads to longevity, mm-hmm. That it keeps you, getting up and having a sense of responsibility in the morning
it's companionship.
Yeah,
it's that companionship. Support and that unconditional love.
Absolutely. That we all love mm-hmm. and we all need. So yeah, we're big fans of our furry friends. And for a lot of people now this time of year, maybe this might be the time that you start considering making a move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you're renting someplace that you don't love, or maybe you are thinking about downsizing, or maybe you're thinking about having that conversation with your parents over the holidays about, maybe you should consider selling the big house, or maybe you should consider moving closer to me, or
mm-hmm.
I mean, and so we hope that you'll consider us. Right now, we have a beautiful newly remodeled 2-bedroom 1-bath available immediately, and we expect that we're going to have a couple more ready by January 1st. So, if you are interested, give us a call at 850-455-3675 and set up a time to come in and take a tour. That's the best thing to do, even if you think, I'm not going to move this month, but I want to make sure that I've checked out everything that's available. Come on out. We're happy to give you a tour of the property. We're happy to show you the units that are available currently so you can get an idea. Everything has luxury vinyl plank flooring throughout,
oh, nice.
So solid surface, no carpet. Mm-hmm. The one that we have coming up available has just been newly renovated with stainless steel appliances,
ooh,
LVP
nice.
Flooring. It has a screened-in porch. It has parking directly behind the unit. So, you don't have to load your groceries a long way to get mm-hmm. them into the house. And, of course, you've got that benefit of no stairs and that automatic sense of community that is built in by living in a place where people are like you.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly a very diverse community, but it is age-wise, everyone is of the same generation. And it is, it's nice because like we talked about before, you're humming that song.
Somebody knows who it is.
Somebody knows what it is.
Then that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Also, you've talked in the past about the neighborhood that you're in. The accessibility to a lot of things is very important too.
Absolutely. We have a lot of folks who are retired from the military or who previously worked on base. And we have, we're easy proximity to the base if you shop there for commissary or the VA hospital, if you go there for medical stuff. We also have some really good medical facilities that are close by on the west side of Pensacola, and some of which, and I think we talked about this before, we have one geriatric medical facility mm-hmm. that actually has transportation, free transportation, the Ochsner 65. Residents use them.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, we're close to shopping. Everything is relatively close. And the Myrtle Grove community has recently just begun a CRA project for the county, the community revitalization project. And one of the things that we are getting, which is wonderfully right next door to the villas, is a brand new public library.
That is amazing. That is a plus right there.
So in addition to that, right down the street from us, just a few blocks down the street, we have the West Coast Senior Center, which has senior programming every day.
Mm-hmm.
We have senior programming within the community for residents. But, if you want to do other stuff, there's Tai Chi. there's a lot of stuff that is within driving distance. And then, mm-hmm. of course, there's, today we've got Uber, we've got food delivery services,
sure.
everything to make it easier to age in place in
mm-hmm.
in your home, as long as you're still reasonably independent.
Okay, we're talking with Kim Klein on Pep Talk this morning, our expert panel, and she is an expert on Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas and the amazing community that they have there for seniors. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and I told her last time she was here, I'm kicking myself because I'm now thinking, oh, this just sounds so perfect. It just because I think a lot of times as a senior, and the definition of senior has changed so much in recent years, where I believe seniors are much more vital, more active, physically fit, living longer, much more cognitively aware than, say, our parents or the generation before was. I find that to be so true. When I think of my parents in their 60s, they were ancient. Sitting on the TV, sitting on the couch watching TV. And now I see people playing pickleball and they're out doing things. And it's a different
world.
Don't you
think? Well, we're living longer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that our quality of what we expect of the quality of life is much better than it used to be. I pulled out a picture of my grandparents, and I'm 56 years old. And it was a picture of my grandparents, and they were in their mid-50s. And I look at them, and it's like
ancient. They look,
yeah. I mean, really, they look like they're 80 years old comparatively.
I know.
You know, and I think about that. I think, well, age is just a number.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is all about your attitude and your attitude about what kind of life you want to live. So why not make everything as easy as possible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's another thing that we offer is just kind of this turnkey. You know, you don't have
ease
to worry about somebody mowing your grass while you go and travel for a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the ability to live your life.
Well, you're talking about freedom.
Freedom.
From anything holding you back or bogging you
Absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I think the key ingredient too is the social community, because that they've done a lot of studies about as you get older, staying socially connected, not being in isolation, surrounding yourself with like-minded people that are the same age, maybe this, and you have the same background and history,
right.
So you can make those references and talk about back in the day. Remember the good old days?
Yeah.
I mean, you can have those conversations and people relate.
It's totally,
but it's good to have that.
It's good to have that. We do a monthly calendar and a monthly newsletter every month, and we have scheduled events that are on there. We have regular stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People get together, and there's like a Scrabble group that meets. People do card clubs, or we do bingo,
mm-hmm.
bunko. we're having a Christmas party this
Uh-oh.
Month, you know, which we do different things. Like one year we did like everybody baked cookies and did like
mm-hmm.
a cookie exchange. Another year we did like an ornament exchange, but it's really just an opportunity for people to come together, have some festive fellowship. And like you said, I mean, it gives you that opportunity to put yourself out there and to meet new friends. It is a change when you move into a new community.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that the community of people that live at the villas are overwhelmingly warm, and everybody's been in the same boat.
Mm,
you know,
right.
Everybody's been that first person moving in.
Mm-hmm.
I got to meet people. So they're very welcoming. They're very kind, and they're very inclusive. And so I think that
makes a difference. Even if you are a person that decides, well, I don't necessarily want to do bingo or whatever, but it's there. And you know it's there, and you know that all you have to do is walk out the door and you can meet some new people that you can relate to.
Yeah. And for folks who are, like I said, who are concerned about their parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is a place where you don't feel like your mom is out there by herself, or she's living in an apartment complex where, you know, people are screaming and fighting and everything.
Right.
You can know that there it's quiet. She's safe. She has an opportunity to be social and meet other friends. And it kind of takes a load off of those of us that, you
Absolutely.
Know, as our parents get a little bit older, that we start with. They're still able to take care of themselves. They're still independently
mm-hmm.
living.
Still driving a lot.
Still driving.
Yep.
But that you can just kind of like, okay, she's okay, or he's
mm-hmm.
okay, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we offer. And you see a lot of our seniors, they are, like you said, they're so vital. I mean, and they're living their best life.
Right.
Kids are grown,
mm-hmm.
right?
And free.
They are retired, and they have a little bit more time on their hands, and their life is their own,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a wonderful place. And you can go to our website, too, if you want to take a look at www.seniorvillas.net. Take a look. We have more pictures on there. You can see what the place looks like. You can see the map location of it. We're located off of Lillian Highway near Lillian and 57th. Mm-hmm. So we've got, like I said, not far from Fairfield. So we got, there's a lot of stuff out
right.
there.
Grocery
everything
stores,
that you,
you're not out in the middle of the country or
you're
something.
You're not out in the middle of nowhere. You're mm-hmm. not isolated. And then, like I said, also give us a call, 850-455-3675, and come out and let us give you a tour. The holidays are a great time to do that because a lot of us are kind of, you know, you're making plans. New Year's is coming up. You know, this might be the time to talk about and think about making a change. And if we'd like to be something that you consider.
Okay, so just real quickly, if someone's just joining us and thinking, well, I'm interested, talk about the different size apartments you have, and then what's included in the rent, because it's not just the rent, right?
Yeah. We have several different apartment layouts. So we start with the smallest one, which is 950. That's a one-bedroom, one-bath apartment. Mm-hmm. It's right around 500 square feet. And then we have two different floor plans of two-bedroom, one-bath apartments. One is $1,150 and the other is $1,250. And then we have a two-bedroom, two-bath unit that is $1,300. And the reason that the two, and I'm going to be having one come available, I know, by January 1st. So if you're interested, give us a call on that one. The thing about the two twos is it has a walk-in shower in the master bathroom.
Oh, nice.
So you have a tub in the main bathroom, and then you have a walk-in.
Really
in the,
nice.
So if people have mobility issues, you can have a shower seat in there and things like that.
Well, we did get a question from a listener, and I think you just answered it, but the question was, do you rent the villas or do you buy a condo?
It's rental. It's a
right,
rental.
So just to be clear
and
about
We do one-year leases, mm-hmm. And so you
and
know,
what's
you're
included
locked
in the rent?
So it included in the rent is water, sewer, pest control. We change out your air filters. Garbage service. So we have two dumpsters on the property, which you can put your trash in anytime, but we also provide like concierge trash service. So we'll pick it up off your porch twice a week.
That alone is worth
yeah.
it to me.
Yeah. So, all that is included.
Yeah,
so really moving in, you have your rent, you have your electricity. And I will tell you the electricity, because I know that's something that a lot of people are worried about mm-hmm. because of the FPL rate
right,
hikes
all the changes,
and all that.
Yeah.
But ours are because of the size and because they're very well insulated, the electric bills are really reasonable. I mean, most people's electric bills somewhere around $60 to $80 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then your internet, that you'll have to purchase your own internet. But other than that,
That's
a
big
savings.
Turnkey. That's a lot of savings, not paying water, sewage, all of the extras.
Yeah.
So that makes a big difference.
Makes a big difference.
Well, I'm ready. I just may have to do something. Every time you come out, I'm like, oh, I am sold. This just sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great place to live.
It's a wonderful interim place, too, from having a huge house, like you said. But you're not ready to go into an assisted living
right.
facility. You're still very independent. So it really is different.
And, you know, when you're thinking about long-term planning, you really have to think about the cost, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're looking at a lot of these places that offer all these additional services, you're paying for those options.
Mm-hmm.
So most of those, you know, you're starting at $3,000 up. Some of them are $4,000 or $5,000 a month. And if you don't need those services,
right.
That starts to add up. Where if you're looking at like the top of the line largest apartment that we have is $1,300 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is that's a big savings.
Absolutely.
Big savings.
Absolutely. So how many residents do you have?
We have 103 current mm-hmm. residents. So there's a total of 95
units.
It's
not
units.
Too big. Not
no,
too crowded
it's not too big.
Or anything like that.
And everything is spread out. So we're spread out over several acres of property. So there's places where you can walk if you want to get your steps in.
Mm-hmm.
We have in our community center, always something is going on in there. We have a little we have a little lending library in there,
nice.
Which is wonderful if you want to borrow a book, if you want to borrow a movie, if you want to borrow a puzzle. We have all that in there. We also have a little business center in the main community center. So if you need to, maybe you don't have a laptop, you don't have a computer,
mm-hmm.
you need access to a computer,
oh,
you
that's
can go
nice.
Over there. And, yeah.
Yeah, that's very
so.
Nice. I happen to like the fact that you have a property manager on site 24/7.
Well, so we have the management, the maintenance manager
maintenance,
lives
that's
there.
That's what I meant to say, maintenance
The maintenance manager.
Manager
lives there.
Which is
Our
great.
Office is open, and my assistant lives on the property. property as well. Our office is open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So the best thing to do if... Oh, I got a little frog in my
throat.
The best thing to do is to call. If you get the machine, leave a message. We will give you a call back. 850-455-3675. Tranquil Villas. Thank you so much.
All right. And you can check it out on seniorvillas.net as well. Thanks, Kim. I really appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Meg. It was great talking to you.
All right. Happy December.
Happy December.
This is Pep Talk. We will be back with you in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.